Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. It's great to be back with you. It's been a busy schedule for me outside of the podcast world here recently, just with work and some other things going on. But I'm glad to be, as I mentioned on the other show, back in the saddle, ready to go with you for another exciting week of Locked On Grizzlies content. We are in full draft mode, focusing on some prospects who could make sense for the Grizzlies at pick number 40. Last week, I mentioned to you several prospects who, to different degrees, make some sense for the Grizzlies. There are positives, there are negatives, pros and cons. Really encouraging aspects of their games and perhaps some concerning aspects of their game. But of course, the big thing to remember about what we've got going on during this series of looking at these prospects is that with the Grizzlies picking at 40, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be an overwhelming amount of pros versus cons. There is a reason why these players, a lot of them who are older prospects, there's a reason why they're available when they are, because there are some, there are some positive things about their games, but also some red flags that could make their overall projection, a bit limited compared to other prospects who will be drafted earlier. Today, we're going to continue the series and we're going to get focused back on the front court with the popular name that's been there for the Grizzlies in some of these mock drafts, and that is Xavier Tillman. In this first segment, I'm going to talk about, what about Xavier Tillman really stands out. There are some very, very valuable things about Tillman's game that I think stands out. The second segment, as we've been doing, we'll be looking at his stats. The stats do support both the strengths and weaknesses of Tillman's game. Can his strengths translate to the NBA, game for Tillman? And will his weaknesses really hold him back? And in the third segment, as we've discussed, we will look at how he specifically fits the Grizzlies. I do think Tillman really stands out as a likely focus for the Grizzlies at number 40, and I'll explain why in that third segment. But let's get right into what about Xavier Tillman really stands out. And the thing about it is this, is that, I have talked a little bit about, intangibles. I talked about it with Peyton Pritchard. I talked about it with Tyler Basem. That's why I am encouraged by both of those individuals as prospects. But really, 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 it's what stands out about Xavier Tillman. What really, I know I keep using that word, but just what absolutely just, almost drops your jaw when it comes to his game is the maturity and awareness that he plays with. I'm not saying that Tillman does it to a level that other players have not, but it just really stands out about Tillman's game. When you watch him, you can tell that this is a player that is consistently aware. He's consistently thinking, anticipating what's going on, even to the point of being maybe one or two steps beyond what the other guys on the court are thinking, and that really helps Tillman's game. That is something that really stands out, his maturity and his awareness. Now, the other thing that stands out about his game is his size. He is a very strong and stout player, but that has both a positive and a negative at the NBA level. The positive is that he's not going to be easy to move around, and he's going to be a good defender, good rebounder, someone who knows how to use his body to be effective at the NBA level. The problem is that with that big of a body at this point in time, and with him being 21 years old, it's very likely that he's close to his, peak projection athletically. That's one thing that, Xavier Tillman's not going to offer a lot of. He's not a bouncy type athlete. He's not going to be someone that bounces out of the gym. He's someone that, even in the highlights, yes, when you see him go for an alley-oop or go for a dunk, he's able to convert, but you certainly can also tell that he's not the springiest of players, and that's fine. That's just with the body type that he has developed. But where he makes up for it, again, is his maturity and his awareness, and that leads to him having skill sets that you really, really want to develop in bigs. He's 6'8", 245. He is a traditional big, maybe a bit undersized when it comes to size, maybe a bit less athletic than you ideally would like in a traditional big, but he makes up for it with traits of his game that really project well to the NBA and are very highly valued in the NBA. The first thing is his passing ability. That is something that really stood out and comes from his maturity and awareness at the college game, was his passing ability. And the thing about it with Tillman, He could do it at different levels. Obviously, when you think about passing, you think about the pick and roll. You know, his ability to really be able to set screens and for, you know, the ball handler to get around his screens. And then if he is given the pass, Tillman will look at the basket, but if he does not find what he likes, he has the ability to pass. He was able to do it when he was driving to the basket. He was able to pass it down low to another teammate for an easy layup. He's able to make cross-court passes out for open shots. The other really encouraging thing is that he was also able to find open players that the defense didn't even realize was open. Tillman was able to find passing lanes and options that didn't pop out to you when you're watching the game on the screen, and that's a really encouraging sign for a big man. As we've talked about with the Grizzlies and in general, a couple of guests that I have had on before, they've said that besides shooting, another thing the Grizzlies really could use to maximize the potential of Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark, and others are playmakers, and that's something where Xavier Tillman can really add value, can really make a difference, is his ability to be a secondary playmaker in different rotations with these players that could continue to elevate their games without the ball being in their hands. So if you had a secondary playmaker in a big like Xavier Tillman who knows how to move and knows how to pass on different parts of the court, that adds a very, very valuable element to your offense. It allows for it to stay more consistent and also probably allows for it to have a higher ceiling overall. The other part of his game where his maturity and awareness really helps out is on defense. Now, when you look at Xavier Tillman, you wouldn't think that he would be someone that would be able to get out on the perimeter and really make a difference. You wouldn't think that he would be someone that would be able to stay with quicker and smaller guards. And in theory, that is correct. He's not someone that if you put him a man-to-man on a really athletic wing or guard at the NBA level, he's likely not going to be able to stay with them. But I will say that on tape, one thing that definitely shows up is, again, his intelligence and his instinct. One thing that I really noticed about his defense is his footwork. He really is able to make he's able to cover space much quicker than you would anticipate because of his footwork and because of his decision. He's able to keep his head up, focus on the ball handler, look and see what he's doing while also being able to move. That helps him out against smaller guards. It helps him out against more athletic wings. He has very active hands. He's able to get in the way of passes. He's able to block shots. And another really big thing is he's a great help defender. That's something that really does impact well on the NBA, especially when you get into those second units, as a lot of these players are likely going to start out and make careers out of being reserves. Xavier Tillman's ability to be a help defender in a second unit potentially in the NBA is a tremendous value. Blocking shots, deflecting passes. He also is a very good communicator. He basically, it's kind of like a middle linebacker in the NFL, the captain of a defense. Xavier Tillman helps the chemistry of the defense through his communication. So it's his help defense. He's he's an above average rebounder. He can block shots, and he also has a very good ability to make plays on the perimeter for a big man, especially through steals. I believe at the college level, he averaged more than 3 steals plus blocks per game in his last season at Michigan State, and that is a really phenomenal stat for a big man because it means that he has playmaking ability, which really, really can help a team out and add defensive value. So the attributes that jump off the page are his awareness and maturity, his IQ, his instincts. The concerns that jump off the page are his athleticism, and also he does have a bit of red flags when it comes to his shooting numbers. But what did the statistics say? How do they support the pros of his game, and how do they potentially add to, you know, the concerns that could arise once he gets to the NBA level? We're going to get into that in just a second, but what I can tell you is whether you have concerns or whether you're pleased with how your car's running, you never know when you're going to need car parts to repair what's going on with your car. Unfortunately, you know, at times, even like now when it's the fall, you've got so many great things going on now that the world's opened back up a bit and you can get back on the go. It's the least opportune time for cars to have issue, but if they do, I can tell you where to go, and that's rockauto.com for a variety of reasons. It's easy to use. Within a few clicks of the button, you'll find what you'll need, and it's likely they're going to have what you need because they have so many different parts from so many different makes and models that it's going to help out, you know, regardless of the request that you have. If you're someone like me that's got to get repairs done by someone else, if you do the repairs on your own, or if you do car repairs for a living for others, rockauto.com is a great source because it also is very cost effective. This is a family-owned business. They know that car parts typically fall out of budget, so they're going to try to make the cost as cost effective as possible. If you go to rockauto.com right now, let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. Rockauto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts that you will ever need. Visit rockauto.com today. we all can relate to the experience of whether it be a work day, a school day, whatever it may be, running into a wall, whether it be literal or figurative. You know, it could be mental, it could be physical. If you're a college student, it's getting out of bed to get ready to study for a big test that's coming up. If you're someone who's starting out a new career, it's really getting into the groove of getting, you know, into your career and transitioning to the daily routine of work life. For me personally, it's coming back from lunch after a tasty meal, getting over that wall of having to be productive to really add value to the day through a productive afternoon. Well, however you choose to get past that wall that you may be facing, I have a solution may help out, and that's Built Go. Built Go is the easy to take in 1.5 ounce workout gel that really adds value to your day. It's the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling, plus it's natural, so it's better for the body. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. And it's not just for workouts. Yes, ideally you would want to use it for that when you're adding health benefits to your day, but it also could just simply be a snack that allows for you to really get going again with your day to make it as productive as possible. It combines energy with collagen proteins. It's loaded with good stuff to ignite your work. It also gets you that kick to keep you going strong. And the collagen promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. This stuff literally makes you go and makes you look better. If you go to BuiltGo.com and use the promo code LOCKED, you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, that's going to BuiltGo.com and using the promo code LOCKED for 20% off your next order from BuiltGo.com. BuiltGo, let's go. Welcome back to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So looking at Xavier Tillman, as I mentioned in the first segment, if you were to categorize him as a specific type of player, yes, he is a traditional big, but he's not your 7-foot, 250-pound player that can be a rim protector and really, you know, play above the rim, you know, with his style of play like Omer Yurtseven or other centers. He is more of a strong, stout body type that's really hard to move and knows how to use his size, but still can move very good for his size. He's that type of player. 6'8", 245. Yes, he may be a little bit undersized in what you would want in a big, but he makes up for it again through his intelligence and his maturity and just his overall awareness as far as when it comes to playing his game. You know, when it comes to his production in college, Xavier Tillman was actually very productive. He played 3 years at Michigan State. And in those years, he continued to get better to the point that he was a significant player for the Michigan State Spartans, especially on the defensive end of the court. When it comes to his, you know, recognition to the awards that he won, he's been a part of the NCAA All-Regional team. He made the Big Ten All-Defensive team. In 2018-2019 season, he was the Big Ten Sixth Man of the Year. He also was a 2019-2020 All-Big Ten team and Defensive Player of the Year. So the other thing about Xavier Tillman that stands out when it comes to what he did at Michigan State, he had success at different levels. He was an elite reserve off the bench, you know, in his second year at Michigan State, and then in his third year, he added offensive value, but also was a defensive player of the year in the Big Ten due to his outstanding defensive play. Overall, in his second year at Michigan State, he averaged 10 points, 7.3 rebounds, 1.6 assists, 0.9 steals, and 1.7 blocks. In his third year at Michigan State, he averaged 13.7 points, 10.3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. There were very few players at the level of Michigan who played at Xavier Tillman's level who added the benefit that he did on so many different levels. Defensively through steals, defensively through blocks, obviously through assists, and through his total rebounds. The other big thing that stands out, and what we'll really look at first as far as his ability as a player, was again his ability to pass. Those 3 assists per game were they stand out very, very well for a player who mainly played in the post or as a big in college. But even more interesting and even more encouraging is that those 3 assists also came with only 2 turnovers per game. Now, he probably still makes a bit, you know, more mistakes than you would like, but that's fine. He's a 21-year-old college player about to be in the NBA. It's okay if those players experience a bit of growing when it comes to their decision-making between assists and turnovers. But if you have a player like Tillman who has more assists than turnovers at the college level, that's highly encouraging compared to his peers, because typically it's the other way around. Typically, it may even be to the point to where they have more turnovers than assists, but Tillman clearly was able to add value through his passing without taking away too much of it from his ability, from the mistakes that he made. As I mentioned in the first segment, the other thing that really stands out about him is his playmaking ability on defense. Again, he had 2.1 blocks and 1.2 steals in college during his third year at Michigan State. That's the reason why he won Defensive Player of the Year. And why is that so important? Because again, it highlights the awareness and the IQ that Tillman plays with. Those type of traits typically are what you find in the players in the NBA that have become more than you anticipate that they will be. And the fact that Tillman comes in with a pretty respectable to highly encouraging, there is a significant value he adds on defense, not just in his positioning, not just in his decision-making, not just in his help defense. He does very well in all those facets, but also his playmaking ability. For a team like the Grizzlies, who love to get out on the run, and they love to really, you know, their defensive ability right now may not be that good individually, but together they can use as much help as they can get when it comes to someone who can encourage team chemistry. His ability to communicate and his ability to create plays would make him an ideal fit, I think, for the Grizzlies as a fourth or fifth developmental big, because while he may not be your traditional defensive anchor who just is an absolute elite shot blocker or just a guy who ranges all over the place or is going to win an All-NBA Defensive Player Award, his ability to communicate and help out in all facets, creating turnovers, blocking shots, rebounding, getting the ball in the fast break, those aspects of Tillman's game and the fact he can do well in all those areas, I really think is a very, very big aspect about his game that may not get as much credit as it deserves. I think in that area, that's really where Tillman could emerge as being a better NBA player than some may expect him to be right now. Of course, besides his passing, besides his defensive ability, there is the rebounding aspect as well. He is a good rebounder. He was able to create, he was able to get rebounds on a consistent basis. You know, per 40 minutes, he averaged over 12 rebounds all 3 years that he was in school at Michigan State. And his offensive rebounding, while his offensive rebounding did go down a little bit in terms of the rates at which it happened, he can get the occasional offensive rebound. And the big thing about it is that if he gets an offensive rebound, it's likely he's going to make a good decision. If it's not there for the putback, it's going to be there for him to be able to pass out. So we've talked about a lot of positive things. So why is it that with all this positivity, why is it that Xavier Tillman is not considered to be higher than potentially being there at 40 for the Grizzlies? Well, as we talked about, it's the physical projectability, as well as there's not really a lot of encouraging signs from the statistics when it comes to his ability to shoot. While in college, Xavier Tillman only shot 77 three-pointers and made 21 of them. In both his second and third year at Michigan State, he made nearly 30% of his threes on 27 attempts his second year, and made 26% of his threes on 50 attempts in his third year. So when it comes to the ability to shoot from distance, there's not a lot there to like about Xavier Tillman in terms of his statistics. Now, if you look at scouting reports, if you look at, you know, some highlights of his in college, you know, it's not like he's a lost cause. There's some good encouraging signs in his shooting form, and if he has the ability to make decisions with his passing and the decision making that he has on defense, it seems like that there's definitely the intelligence as needed there to improve his shot. However, how much projectability is truly there? He's likely not someone that's going to be able to create his own shot with his body composition and the physical stature that he has. He's also likely not someone who you're going to want to play too far away from the basket because of what he could provide in the post and in the paint. So when it comes to his ability to shoot, to space the floor, there may be a little bit of projectability, but I don't know if Xavier Tillman's ever going to become that consistent threat. I don't know if he's going to show the same encouraging signs as a shooter from distance like we see from a Brandon Clark or others that were drafted higher in the first round and really emerged as being a multifaceted scorer. I think Xavier Tillman can score around the basket. He's not someone that's going to be able to outjump people. He's not someone that's going to be able to get around lengthier defenders. He is someone that's going to be able to get open with his wise footwork on the baseline and away from the ball, especially, you know, for the Grizzlies who like to get in the paint. Xavier Tillman could be the type of guy who could drop down onto the baseline and receive a pass from Morant or Tyus Jones and convert it. He's able to make baskets around the rim because of his intelligence. But in terms of his overall scoring ability, it's pretty limited to the paint, to being around the basket. He has shown the ability to drive to an extent, and also he can make floaters, and maybe not necessarily to the extent Brandon Clark can, but he can get into the lane and create his own shot with intelligent first steps. So there is some, you know, toolsy stuff to work with when it comes to his ability to score, but it's not that deaf right now, and there are plenty of question marks as far as what he could do away from the basket when it comes to his shooting. The other thing about Xavier Tillman's game is that just in general, his physical limitations mean that he's not someone who's really going to be able to, you know, on defense, play man-to-man. He's going to have to play more in his zone. He's like, while his communication is good, his help defense is good, that is certainly encouraging. But with his lack of ability to shoot and the fact that, you know, or his lack of ability to shoot, and also the fact that there's just not a lot of projectability when it comes to his athletic profile, those are some concerns that are certain. There. However, as we discussed, the positives that come from his maturity, from his intelligence, they showed in college, and they also allowed for him to be in some pretty elite company when it came to his production. What elite company is that? What names were Xavier Tillman comparable to that could offer a lot of intrigue when it comes to his NBA game? We're going to discuss that. Coming up, I'm going to discuss a few names that Xavier Tillman may compare to when it comes to his NBA game, and also how he fits with the Grizzlies, which I think there is clearly a fit, and that Xavier Tillman could make the Grizzlies really buy into when it comes to looking at him with the 40th pick. So as we discuss, when it comes to Xavier Tillman, we discussed the fact that, you know, he is across-the-board production. Again, he wasn't that elite of a scorer. He wasn't someone that shot from distance. He didn't have that scoring ability that you really would like to have at the NBA level. But there's other facets in his game that really stand out and really are encouraging for him to be a significant, for him to potentially be a significant talent at the NBA level. Well, what were those specifically? They were rebounding, they were in passing, and they were the ability to create turnovers and blocks. Well, I did a little bit of research, and you know, these statistical queries that I like to look into. So I looked at those players, you know, through since the, you know, over the past basically 10 to 12 seasons who have played 2,000 or more minutes, and they reached certain percentages when it came to their ability to pass, their ability to rebound, and their ability to steal. Those specifically in regards to Tillman were the ability to rebound. He was at 17%, meaning that when he was on the court, he grabbed 17% of the available rebounds that were there. When he was on the court, he also had an assist percentage of 14% or higher, and he also had a steal percentage of 2% and a block percentage of 7%. So when you look at those types of numbers, when you look at that type of across-the-board productivity, there aren't a lot of players who meet that criteria. Over the past 11 years in college basketball, there's actually only been 14 players who put up that type of significant across-the-board production in the amount of minutes that Xavier Tillman played. Are there any intriguing names that stood out? Well, one was Mike Muscala. He is a now coming into several years of being a rotation big in the NBA. Not someone that, you know, ever was thought to have a high ceiling, likely not someone who's ever going to be a starter, but someone that you've seen on a few different teams that is valued and that does add value in his role as a backup big. But a couple of other encouraging names are Draymond Green and Kawhi Leonard. Now, let's make sure we understand this. I do not think that Xavier Tillman is going to reach that type of level as an NBA player. That's nothing against Xavier Tillman. It's just, it's kind of unfair to set those expectations on him for to compare him to, though Draymond is a former Michigan State Spartan who he himself fell on draft boards because of questions about his athleticism, and his game is you know, the impact of Draymond is definitely, you know, through his intelligence and his IQ. I'm not going to sit here and put that type of future on Xavier Tillman. But my point in, but my point is that because Tillman is had produced numbers that put him in the group with names such as Kawhi Leonard and Draymond Green, that certainly is encouraging because it shows that he is on the level of those players or was on the level of those players in college to where despite some limitations in his natural ability, his IQ, his awareness, his maturity, his decision-making, all those things allowed for him to become a more productive player than many had anticipated. And that's, again, why I think with Tillman, he has a good shot of being more than people may think he could be. Maybe not necessarily a starter, and maybe not necessarily someone who comes up a significant starter on a playoff-type team or a championship contender, but in terms of his contributions, in terms of the impact that he makes on the game in the spurts in which he is playing, I think it can be very significant. Kind of like a Brandon Clark. I don't think that Tillman's on the level of a Brandon Clark in terms of his potential, but I do think that he has that capability, like Brandon Clark, of really adding significant value, even though he may not be a frequent scorer. So why does that make sense for the Grizzlies? And why would the Grizzlies be interested in a developmental big who may not necessarily have that great of shooting potential. Well, it's because of those intangible things, his IQ, his maturity, and his awareness, but also his secondary playmaking ability. And it's not just on offense. It's the playmaking ability that Xavier Tillman allows for the Grizzlies to rely on when it comes to both ends of the court. So, as we discussed, when it comes to the Grizzlies front court, you've got Jaren Jackson Jr., you've got Brandon Clark, you've got Jonas Valanciunas. All three of those players are certainly entrenched as the Grizzlies front court for the foreseeable future, but they all have different roles that they play. After that, you've got Gorgui Dieng, and you had Anthony Tolliver, this past season. And we saw Taylor Jenkins really does want a shooting presence to be there off his bench in a big, even more so than Brandon Clark. He wants someone with confidence to shoot. You're not going to get that in Xavier Tillman. But say, for instance, you wind up parting ways with Gorgui Dieng in a trade. You may not want to bring back Anthony Tolliver. And the Grizzlies really like the idea of bringing in a guy who is an older prospect, but they feel could really, embrace and really step into a backup big reserve role quickly, or that they could put at South Haven for a little bit of time, maybe, through the 2020-21 year. And he's got a lot of work with, such as Tillman do. He's got a lot of tools in his toolbox, but just to help refine them and make them better within the Grizzly system. I think that makes Xavier Tillman a very intriguing prospect for the Grizzlies if they really want to focus on that developmental big. Now, as I mentioned with Tyler Bay, I don't think that Tillman checks as many boxes as Tyler Bay, because with Bay, you have the ability to add wing depth plus play, be a backup big, maybe a stretch four or something like that at times. Plus, there's also the ability for him to add, to shoot. With Xavier Tillman, you're not going to get that, as intriguing of shooting ability or the ability to play on the perimeter and the post. Xavier Tillman is mainly going to be a post player. But the big thing that stands out about him is that playmaking. Number one, it's the ability to pass. If you have his ability to pass with the emerging shooters on our bench, like we do in Grayson Allen, like we do in Tyus Jones, and even when he may be on the court with Jaren and Ja, Xavier Tillman is the type of player that you want on your roster. His ability to come out of the pick and roll and different offensive schemes and find the open shooter is a great way for you to space your court. If you can't do it with shooting and you can't do it through schemes, you need to find catch and shoot situations for your shooters. And that's not just the intelligence of the guy shooting the ball. That's also the awareness and vision of the guy passing the ball. And if you can have a big with Xavier Tillman's ability to pass, that's a big asset. So Tillman, while it may not be through his shooting, is the type of player that you want to add to your roster, as we talked about. The Grizzlies just don't have a lot of natural shooting potential at the moment. But if they can help players like Grayson Allen, like Tyus Jones, and like Jaren Jackson Jr., even Brandon Clark, get open through good passing, that's the way that they're able to make up for their lack of natural ability, and Xavier Tillman adds that with his shooting ability. But the other thing, like we mentioned in the second segment, that really stands out is his defensive playmaking. Whether it be potentially, as a spot starter, or especially in reserves, him and Brandon Clark, with their ability on defense, that's a heck of a backbone to a defense. And then when you've got, for the future, Tillman and Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. and their overall ceilings that they have on defense as well, that again is a very intriguing and very encouraging defensive front court that you could do a lot of different things with. With Tillman specifically, it's his ability to create plays, its ability to communicate, and its ability to be a help on defense. So the reason why I think that Tillman is still an intriguing option for the Grizzlies at 40, even though he's not that good of a shooter now and really doesn't offer too encouraging of a shooting projection going forward, is the complementary parts of his game that can help the Grizzlies in many different ways. As we've talked about, the ability to create plays on defense, the ability to be a secondary playmaker on offense, those are secondary needs for the Grizzlies besides shooting. And if they're not able to find shooting, which is hard to find, if it was out there for everybody to find, everybody would be doing it, or it's more expensive, they can at least add to their roster a player that can, while he can't help directly with shooting, can help indirectly through his passing and helping other players get open for shots, as well as his defense by creating plays, getting the Grizzlies on the fast break, and really being able to make the defense more consistent. So that's why I think Xavier Tillman is possibly out of all these players that I mentioned so far, I would say besides Tyler Bay, I think Xavier Tillman makes the most sense for the Grizzlies. And while he may be a bit more realistic than Tyler Bay, is because since he's more of a specific traditional big and likely does not have as much projection as Bay going forward, I really do think Tillman has a chance to be there at 40. And if he is, I will be highly, highly thrilled if the Grizzlies were to pick him. Again, the Grizzlies probably want to check as many his boxes as possible, and they probably do prefer wing depth and the ability to shoot more than anything when it comes to what they're looking at with the 40th pick. But if Xavier Tillman with himself, with his ability that he's shown in college, and the ability that he's likely going to be able to show rather quickly in the NBA, there's also plenty of needs that Xavier Tillman can help address when it comes to the Grizzlies roster now into the future, and that's why I really think he's one of the more encouraging prospects that the Grizzlies will consider at that number 40 position. It's been a pleasure talking with you again. I look forward to jumping right back in this for the rest of this week. We are going to look at some more prospects, some other names, some names that have been a bit more closely tied to the Grizzlies, not necessarily because they've interviewed them or not necessarily because there's been any direct communication that the Grizzlies are focused on this player, but because of their roster needs, because of how they've drafted in the past, you know, these players could make more sense. Some players that have been, you know, given to them in mock drafts like Tillman has. Really looking forward to the rest of the prospect profiles coming up also. You know, next week I will have a few guests that we'll talk about when it comes to the draft. Just overall, you know, it's great that we're talking about the Grizzlies, but other parts of the draft are important as well. Other teams that are in the Southwest Division or in the lottery, we will be able to talk about them, kind of look at, you know, some different developments that are going to be out there to look forward to in the NBA draft, because as we all know here in Memphis, while it's great to see the Grizzlies pick, the NBA draft is always a fun night because of the future that it can bring to the NBA. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC, the podcast anywhere where podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, the podcast app on your iPhone. Can't thank you enough for listening, and we'll talk to you again here soon on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.